USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's no longer looking at any form of tax cuts, a reversal from what he said on Tuesday.
I'm not looking at a tax cut now. We don't need it. We have a strong economy. Certainly a payroll tax cut. President Obama did that in order to artificially jack up the economy. President Obama had zero interest rates. I don't have zero interest. I have real interest rates. And despite that, I have a strong economy.
The president speaking to reporters on the south lawn of the White House before heading off to Kentucky. Riot police in Hong Kong are facing off with protesters at a train station. The demonstrators sprayed a fire hose, spread oil on the floor, and piled up trash bins. Many sat on the station floor while others walked around the concourse. They're all upset over a violent attack at the station last month. They've accused the police of colluding with attackers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The United States and Venezuela have been holding secret talks for months. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more details on the story.
Officials in both countries now confirming the United States and Venezuela have been holding what have until now been secret high-level talks towards ending hostilities between the two sides. Also, the talks are aimed at trying to find ways of solving the economic crisis in Venezuela. A White House spokesman confirming the report, and now Nicolas Maduro, the Venezuelan president, has done the same.
Attorneys for Harvey Weinstein are asking that his trial be moved out of New York City. In a motion filed, the movie producer's legal team requests a change of venue, claiming the intense media coverage and scrutiny are sure to come in Manhattan and will make a fair trial impossible. The 67-year-old Weinstein faces charges of rape and sexual misconduct. Weinstein's trial is scheduled to begin on September 9th, and he faces life in prison. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The mayor of Needles, California, is trying to have his city become a Second Amendment sanctuary city in the heavily regulated state of California. The mayor of Needles, California, Jeff Williams, joins Fox News and talks about how he's going to accomplish this.
We have our assemblyman, Jay Obernolte, is going to write the legislation, and we'll see if we can get it passed. We have other border cities joining us in this effort, so hopefully we can get more assemblymen, senators, and such to help us. But that's what we're looking at doing, and we'll see what happens. It might have to be taken into the courts, as usual with California, but we're ready. We should be able to do it. However, we are a contract city with San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, which I used to be a deputy with them. Uh-huh. So I respect the department. They're good people, and the sheriff's a good friend of mine. So yeah, I'm not going to do anything to mess that situation up, so right. We're going to try and do it the right way with legislation. And then if we'll have to go through the courts, we'll go through the courts.
Proposition 63 makes ammunition buyers register and stay in California to buy ammunition. Mayor Williams was asked if this actually does anything to protect his citizens.
It doesn't. Absolutely doesn't. A lot of California's gun laws don't make it safer. Well, you've seen that all over the country.
Point?
It just the gun laws aren't helping. It is a mental health issue, and that's what they need to fix.
Williams also believes that when laws are passed in Sacramento, they're not thinking about the little cities like his. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And good afternoon, and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. We've been doing this now at WHCR-DB in Flemington for the past 6 years, talking to about all things related to renovation, whether it be your kitchen, your bathroom, maybe it's painting, maybe it's doing a facelift to the outside of your house, maybe it's adding some natural stone, maybe it's redoing your yard, creating a pool or patio. Custom window treatments, furniture, maybe hardwood floors, anything related to your home or your commercial space, restaurants, hotels. I've worked on doctor's offices, all different things, everything related to design. Well, if you're following me on social media, our topic today is going to be all about bathrooms. I just spent 2 hours today with a wonderful woman named Sharon over at Ferguson in Bridgewater, New Jersey, which is a plumbing showroom. And we picked out wonderful, my client and I, Myra, picked out wonderful bath fixtures. And I'm going to talk to the process from the beginning to end of how you should do a bathroom, how much you should spend on it, where you should make the changes, whether the terms of some things, and the best bet for doing your bathroom. I'm happy to have in studio today for most of the summer. I have three young ladies with me in studio. They're not with me today. They will be back before the end of the season. But I have a young man starting with me today who's going to be an intern at my media group, and his name is Connor. Welcome, Connor. Connor's going to kind of just listen today and get a feel for our broadcast and then some of the other things we do down in television and so on, and make some suggestions just to make the show better. So again, our topic today is bathrooms, the beginning and end, how to do it, where to get ideas, what to do, what not to do, and we'll give you the best bets. Our phone lines are open. As always, you can call into our show, even though we are web-based. You're free to call us. It is now a few minutes after 2:00. It's about 2:10 Eastern Standard Time here in New Jersey, and you can call into our show. The phone number is a local number, 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. I'm going to take some commercial messages to pay for our program, and then we'll be back with a lot of lot in store today. Today is all about designing your bathroom.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
We are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. Why don't we take a look at today's weather before we get into our program? Well, it currently says that we are at partly cloudy skies, which is kind of true. 87 degrees Fahrenheit, humidity 63%. This afternoon, we are expecting heavy rain, 60%, with a high of 90 degrees. This evening, 60% continued chance of rain, heavy rain and patchy fog with a low of 70. On Thursday, there's a 40% chance of thunderstorms and patchy fog with a high of 89. Thursday night, there's a 40% chance of thunderstorms, then just showers with a low of 66. On Friday, I'm seeing a lot of showers and lightning, 40% chance of showers, then thunderstorms with a high of 79. Friday night, again, 30% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 58. Saturday looks like a beautiful break, a beautiful sunny day with a high of 81. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 59. And then Sunday, a wonderful day, two wonderful days, Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 79 degrees. Well, welcome to our program. I am Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs in Ringo's, New Jersey, right here in the Flemington area, working all over New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, a little bit in Connecticut. everything related to your home, all sorts of home renovations. And if you follow me on social media, you know my day starts on late Sunday afternoon when I come up with our blog. I do write a blog every week on topics related to our programs for the coming week, both on the radio and the television show. And that, if you want to subscribe to that, it is absolutely free. It is called The Color Guru at blogspot.com. The, T-H-E, color, C-O-L-O-R-G-U-R-U, at blogspot, blogspot.com. You go and you'll see years worth of entries, and they are done by title. So if you want to click on a specific subject like dining rooms or something specific to what you're looking to do, maybe a sewing room or whatever you're working on in your home, upholstery, you can click on those programs, those links, I should say, to the blog installments and watch them. So that typically starts on Sunday afternoon. Then I write the show that we're going to do, and then on Wednesdays we do it live here in studio from 2 to 3 p.m. Then often we go down, every other Wednesday we go down to studio, Princeton Community Television, and then we shoot it for the Comcast channel from 4 to 5. So it is a process, but a lot of fun. And often my topic for the week is related to something that I'm working on that week in my business life at Maven Hill Designs, because in fact I don't just design things, I also implement them. So that means I'm the property manager, I'm the manager of the specific project, and I make things go to completion, including getting certificates of occupancy and dealing with the towns and so on. So I'm kind of doing an elaborate new master bathroom in a house that was just purchased in Hunterdon County, and I thought maybe not everybody is sure how to go about doing a bathroom renovation. So I thought I was going to take it from the perspective of the different steps that you would go through when you do a bathroom renovation. And I want to start briefly with just some general ideas I always do when I do a renovation project. And number one is, before I do any renovation project, I also am I'm cognizant of the value of the real estate, of where you are, of what type of house it is, and what things are worth, because I don't think it's wise to over-improve properties. So if somebody came to me and they were in, I don't know, a small condo or something, and said they wanted to rip out their white tile bathroom and do all elaborate marble surfaces in the houses in the area, the condos weren't selling for a range that I thought would make it worth it, then I would maybe suggest something that would work better within a resale rate. So we want to think about, when you're doing a renovation, whether it be a kitchen, a bathroom, or any hard surface, you want to consider the cost of the renovation, and is it worth it for the value of the home? And that sort of predicates what you are going to do. You can do beautiful things at any budget. So value is one of the first things you want to consider, of how much money you want to spend and what you want to put into it based upon what you can get out of it. Once that's done, then you need to start to look for inspiration. So what I like to do these days in the digital age is I send people to websites for ideas. Actually, you know what? Probably my favorite place to go for ideas is Google Images, because you sort of have everything you need at your fingertips with Google Images. So before I went to this, when I started to write the show on Sunday, I did 2019 bathroom ideas, Google Images. And pages come down of wonderful images that you can click or print, and it's a really good first sounding board. So Google Images is a good one to go to. Pinterest boards are great. Get a wealth of knowledge and other people's ideas for bathrooms, and get ideas of things that you think work. Maybe you want to do one of the new style furniture style vanities, and you get that from seeing a picture. Maybe you want to do a gray vanity, do something a little bit different than the wood tone you currently have. And how does stone fit into the picture, and what kind of tile do I want to do? You can really get a good base before you go out shopping. It's always good to have a plan. So Pinterest is a good one. Any sort of site out there, House was the one, H-O-U-Z-Z, that I use a lot. Again, Pinterest, Google Images is a good one. Anything where you can go in and take a look and get some inspiration for ideas. So definitely want to do that. Also magazines, New Jersey Design Magazine is one that I'm in often, and they have wonderful ideas of a modern bath and different ideas that you can do. traditional home, Southern home. They're all wonderful things that you can do to get some ideas and a place to start. So once you create a vision or a vision board of what you're looking for, then it's time to look at places to go to purchase things. And for most of my tenure and career, that meant going to stores. And I'm going to give you some stores that I use and recommend in the area to go for things. But I also have some websites that I've been using recently as well to purchase and see whatever works for you. So first, we want to do the value of the home. We want to create what our vision list is and make sure it's within the range of the value of our home. Secondly, we want to look for inspiration. We're going to go to magazines. We're going to go to websites. And we're going to try to get the best ideas together. We're going to print them. We're going to create a folder of what we want it to look like, including maybe even paint colors, a finished look. And then we're going to start to look for surfaces. We're going to get our budget together, and we're going to start to look for surfaces and price surfaces. So I like in the area, when it comes to plumbing surfaces, which is the first thing that I want to talk about, I like a couple of places to go to. Now, plumbing surfaces are the first thing you're going to purchase when you go to do a bathroom. In this case, we're doing a full bathroom, not a powder room, but a full bathroom with a tub and a separate shower. So that means that we have to buy, number one, a commode or a toilet. Then we have to buy a shower pan, because when you take a shower, you don't want water all over the floor. Then we have to buy the shower fixtures. We have to buy the handheld piece, the shower head, the hardware that goes with it. We have to buy a sink. We have to buy a faucet for that sink and the drain. We have to buy a vanity. So all of those things are plumbing supplies. So in the area, there are a couple of wonderful plumbing showrooms that I like locally here in the Flemington area. One of the ones that I use is Aaron's, and Aaron's is right here off Route 202 in the Flemington area, and they have wonderful things, beautiful bathtubs and vanities and things that you can go to get terrific ideas, and they will work with you either by appointment or on a walk-in basis and give you prices, and you can start to formulate ideas and get a budget together. Another one in the area also in Flemington is GPS, General Plumbing Supply, also in Flemington on 202, another design showroom for bathrooms where you can get ideas of different types of things. And you want to do that because even things like a toilet, there are different heights for toilets. There are different shapes for toilets. Toilets actually have different looks to them. Kohler, which is one of the brands I love a lot for plumbing fixtures, makes a Memoirs toilet that's very traditional looking. That's a two-piece toilet. Or perhaps maybe you want a more contemporary look and you get a one-piece toilet. There's something called Comfort Height. There's so many things you'll learn when you go to these plumbing showrooms so that you get the functionality and the look that you're going to. Today, I went to a showroom in the Bridgewater area called Ferguson. And Ferguson is a plumbing showroom, again. And we picked out a lot of things today. We started by picking out a toilet. In this case, the customer wanted a two-piece toilet. So keep in mind when you're picking out your toilet, we don't want a blue toilet, a pink toilet, or an almond toilet. Toilets should always be one color, white. And there are two different variations of type of toilets that people are using these days. One is a two-piece toilet. That means that the base is one piece and the tank is another piece. They have more of a traditional look. And then there's a one-piece toilet that's one piece, and it's typically a lower profile. The higher profile is called Comfort Height. People are asking for that now because it's a little bit higher. It's a little bit easier to use. The contemporary toilets, the one-piece, are a little bit lower in profile most of the time, although you can get one that's higher. So something to think about when buying a toilet. And toilets have style to them. They can have different shapes to them. You can have a bowl that's rounded or one that's elongated, depending upon how much space you have. So there are quite a few options with a toilet. There's dual flush. There's individual flush. The toilet tank, the handle, the flusher, could be anywhere on it. And you can have it match the rest of your hardware. So just in commodes alone, there are a lot of things that you need to think about. Kohler is a brand that I like a lot, but also American Standard is a wonderful brand. And American Standard now makes a DX line, a DVX line, which is very upscale. That's quite nice. There are a lot of different companies. There's a company called Toto that makes a toilet that actually has a heated seat. So a lot of things to keep in mind just with changing out your toilet. Now, one of the things I want to let you know about doing a renovation on a bathroom is if you are doing a renovation where you're taking out fixtures and replacing them with new fixtures, that's considered a redecorate. But if you move fixtures over, that becomes then utilities over, that becomes a construction project. And in cases where you're moving things around, whether it be walls or mechanicals like plumbing or electricity, then you are required to go to your local town and take out permits. Otherwise, you can be fined. So in general, there are always gray areas, but if we take out our existing surfaces in our bathroom and we replace them just with new ones without changing walls or mechanicals, that's considered to redecorate. If you're moving walls or you're moving plumbing lines or water lines or electrical lines, gas lines, those things would allow that project to then have to go through your town and permits and inspections and all the things that go through it. So when you get your ideas of what you want to do, keep this in mind, because going through towns to do renovations do require significant permits, money for permits, and allotting a lot more time and regulation to get things done. It is exactly the right and legal way to do it when you're doing that, but if you're replacing a toilet with a toilet or a sink with a sink, that does make your life a lot easier. In fact, if you go down there with that plan, they'll send you away saying you don't need that. So talking about plumbing fixtures, we want to talk about definitely vanities, because bathroom vanities have changed significantly. Bathroom vanities now, old bathroom vanities were typically a little bit smaller. You'd either have one sink or two, but they were on the smaller side. They were very utilitarian, and they sort of just dived into a corner. Now they're looking more like pieces of furniture. So they're not, they aren't just pushed into one side of a wall. They're often more centrally located, and the sides and the front are fully finished. Often they have legs on them, and that is a furniture quality kind of a look. People are even converting beautiful pieces of furniture into vanities and then dropping a sink in them and putting a piece of stone on top. So the look of the vanity kind of predicates how the overall design of a bathroom is going to look, whether it be maybe a painted wood finish like a gray or a black or a white, or whether it be maybe a weathered wood or something with some texture to it, whether it's going to be a contemporary design, or something very, very traditional. That sort of predicates the style with the type of vanity that you do. Then the top of the vanity, what is the countertop going to be? So many options with countertops that you can do. People use today quartz quite often, all different types of quartz, which of course is impervious to water and some of the things in the bathroom. These days people are doing an undermount sink. That is, that the vanity surface is on top, and then underneath is typically in a bathroom a white china bowl sink, either in an oval shape or a rectangular shape. These days, people are going more for the rectangular or square off shapes for the sink because it's just a little bit of a modern look. And typically in a master bathroom, if you can swing it with a vanity, people are doing a 60-inch vanity or larger or 72 with two sinks, one to accommodate each person. And then in smaller bathrooms, typically it is just a somewhere between 24 and 36-inch vanity with a single undermount sink. So something to think about when you're buying those particular fixtures. All right, we're going to come up to our first set of commercial messages. Our phone lines are open at 908-678-6724866. Okay, so I am going to take a break, and we'll be back with lots more of our program. Our topic today happens to be designing bathrooms.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back with Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Mayville Hill Interior Designs in Ringo's, New Jersey, in the Flemington area, right across from the Flemington Motor Vehicle Inspection Station and next to Fred Bean's Toyota. Our topic today happens to be renovating bathrooms, and you know there really is a lot to know about it. In fact, I'm still learning every time I go into a plumbing showroom or a tile shop. I'm really learning all the time about new tricks of the trade, and things are always changing. I'm going to give you some tips and new things that I learned to try today that maybe if you're taking on your own renovation or maybe you're looking to hire somebody such as myself to carry that out for you, maybe some ideas that might spark some interest in your home design. In the showroom I was today, in the Ferguson showroom, we did pick up vanity that was a white vanity, and often I like that, a white painted vanity. The vanity is 60 inches, so 60 inches is 5 foot, so it's a nice size vanity. And what my homeowner decided to do in this case is not use two sinks in a master bathroom, to just use one sink, an undermount white china bowl sink in the center of that 5 foot stretch. And the reason that she opted to do that was because she wanted a lot of counter space. Often ladies in particular have a lot of things that they like to put up on the counter, hair accessories and so on, makeup and everything. So a single sink does allow for more counter space. What I found out recently is with these vanities that you're purchasing today, many of them can be customized. So if you have one sink, you don't necessarily have to do the one sink in dead center of that 5 foot span. You can actually do it to one side and then have even more space because it's not broken up. So something to think about. I've never done that before. I'm not sure that I would like that unless it was kind of a contemporary setting, because then I'd want to do maybe like a squarish sink and have it sort of cantilevered over to one side. So maybe that could work, but did not realize that. Also, I would probably advise, if you were doing a master or a larger bathroom or even a hall bathroom that was big enough for a 60 or 72 inch vanity, to do two sinks. I just think they're always better for resale value. But there are options, and people opt to do things for a reason, and I thought that's interesting to just put one sink for more counter space, something to think about depending upon your life situation. And also that you can do the you can offset your sink to one side. Also, you want to know with vanities is that a lot of these vanities now can be customized on the bottom for storage. I've never been a big fan of the pedestal sinks that were started to become popular in the late 80s and 90s, because I like storage. And the type of things that you have in a bathroom often you do want to hide. medicine cabinets in later years have really gone out of fashion. People like beautiful framed mirrors. So a vanity gives you the opportunity to really hide a lot of things in a convenient place. So definitely we want to think about what type of vanity we're going to do. In this case, we did a beautiful white vanity, and we did a combination of doors and drawers. Sometimes people like doors, especially under a sink, to store things, but some people like to have them their things itemized in specific pull-out drawers. So because the vanity was such a nice size, the base of the vanity had a cabinet with doors that opened, double doors, and then there were three pull-out drawers on either side. On the better quality vanities, when you go into a plumbing supply shop, you'll be able to design exactly what you want. Strasser is a brand of vanity that I've used before that customizes, so that's a good one, and it has good quality. New York Vanities is another style, another company that does vanities that I really like. I also wanted to say again, you can customize anything into a vanity. Now, if you were doing a powder room, I'd say, you know, you could take a beautiful old chest and make that into a vanity. I wouldn't do that with a practical bathroom. If there's a shower and tub was a bigger bathroom, then I would buy something that would be more practical for surfaces where there is water and steam. So besides vanities, we want to talk about, as far as plumbing supplies, we want to talk about tubs, because the look of tubs has changed a lot, especially in master bathrooms. People are getting away from the jacuzzi tub, that sort of built-in large jacuzzi tub, and these days people are doing freestanding deep soaking tubs with a back filler to put the water in. So that's something that's changed a lot, and these new tubs are expensive. Typically between $2,000 and $8,000 for these sort of modern-looking freestanding tubs. Many of them are actually resin, but they also can be beautiful stone. The one we purchased today was beautiful stone. And then they have these elaborate separate detached back fillers that go behind so that you could put the water in, and they're very efficient in doing it that way. People have gotten away for the most part from the jacuzzi tubs, although they still exist, and are going for more of a simple freestanding deep soaking tub with a lot of style to it. Typically, the tubs are smaller than the old sort of jacuzzi tubs for two, maybe about 60 or 65 inches and about 36 inches in width or even less. But they're quite striking, and you also can get something called air jets these days in these tubs, so that there will be some bubbles, but the water does not stay when the tub is emptied. It goes out. In the old-fashioned jacuzzi tubs, the water stayed in the jets, and it became its own problem, so sort of a modernization of tubs. Of course, people always have, in second or third bathrooms, they have a shower-tub combination, which has never gone out of style. In fact, I'm working in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. I'm working on a house now that has a tub-shower combination, and we're going to keep that because it's an efficient use of a smaller space and then just do wonderful things with that. Also, when you have a tub-shower combination, it is still possible to do a frameless enclosure for your shower tub and have sort of a more modern look. So something to keep in mind as well. All right, listen, we've come up to our news. We're going to do a quick news. I have lots of decorating ideas for your bathroom and little cheats and different things that I found when I was shopping this week that I'd love to pass on to you. We're going to take a quick news, and we'll be back with a lot more of our show.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's no longer looking at any form of tax cuts, a reversal from what he said on Tuesday.
I'm not looking at a tax cut now. We don't need it. We have a strong economy. Certainly a payroll tax cut. President Obama did that in order to artificially jack up the economy. President Obama had zero interest rates. I don't have zero interest. I have real interest rates. And despite that, I have a strong economy.
The president speaking to reporters on the south lawn of the White House before heading off to Kentucky. Riot police in Hong Kong are facing off with protesters at a train station. The demonstrators sprayed a fire hose, spread oil on the floor, and piled up trash bins. Many sat on the station floor while others walked around the concourse. They're all upset over a violent attack at the station last month. They've accused the police of colluding with attackers. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The United States and Venezuela have been holding secret talks for months. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more details on the story.
Officials in both countries now confirming the United States and Venezuela have been holding what have until now been secret high-level talks towards ending hostilities between the two sides. Also, the talks are aimed at trying to find ways of solving the economic crisis in Venezuela. A White House spokesman confirming the report, and now Nicolas Maduro, the Venezuelan president, has done the same.
Attorneys for Harvey Weinstein are asking that his trial be moved out of New York City. In a motion filed, the movie producer's legal team requests a change of venue, claiming the intense media coverage and scrutiny are sure to come in Manhattan and will make a fair trial impossible. The 67-year-old Weinstein faces charges of rape and sexual misconduct. Weinstein's trial is scheduled to begin on September 9th, and he faces life in prison. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The mayor of Needles, California, is trying to have his city become a Second Amendment sanctuary city in the heavily regulated state of California. The mayor of Needles, California, Jeff Williams, joins Fox News and talks about how he's going to accomplish this.
We have our assemblyman, Jay Obernolte, is going to write the legislation, and we'll see if we can get it passed. We have other border cities joining us in this effort, so hopefully we can get more assemblymen, senators, and such to help us. But that's what we're looking at doing, and we'll see what happens. It might have to be taken into the courts, as usual with California, but we're ready. We should be able to do it. However, we are a contract city with San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, which I used to be a deputy with them. Uh-huh. So I respect the department. They're good people, and the sheriff's a good friend of mine. So yeah, I'm not going to do anything to mess that situation up, so we're going to try and do it the right way with legislation. And then if we'll have to go through the courts, we'll go through the courts.
Proposition 63 makes ammunition buyers register and stay in California to buy ammunition. Mayor Williams was asked if this actually does anything to protect his citizens.
It doesn't. Absolutely doesn't. A lot of California's gun laws don't make it safer. Well, you've seen that all over
the
country. It just, the gun laws aren't helping. It is a mental health issue, and that's what they need to fix.
Williams also believes that when laws are passed in Sacramento, they're not thinking about the little cities like his. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Mavid Hill Interior Designs. And our topic today happens to be renovating your bathroom. Ideas I've learned along the line. Places that you can go in the New Jersey area to find some stuff. Just tricks and things that are new, things that, are, you know, every day people are coming up with new ideas, and I'd like to pass them along to you, some creative and fun ideas to make your bathroom be the best it can be. I did, if you're taking a look at your screens, I do have Connor, my new intern, just want to do a wave, and he is in the television program at Hunterdon Central High School, and he's going to be with me this year working very hard to make Modern Design a much better, more sophisticated show. So I'm excited to his input. He's basically just listening to his day, his first day here And he's going to be with us during the school year as well. So a lot to think about as far as our program is concerned, television, radio, and so on. So again, our topic today happens to be updating your bathroom. So I talked about plumbing supplies, some of the places I go to like Ferguson and GPS and Aaron's in the New Jersey area. And these places are all over the tri-state area as well, near your home. Probably, and for the most part, and you can get some great ideas, tactical, touch things, see how things are in person, that they work with you. We talked about commodes, and that there are differences, and there are things that you should think about. We talked about freestanding tubs, how they are the trend now, and people are doing them either just deep soaking or with air jets. Typically, they are just simple white, whether they are stone or resin. We talked about vanities, and that vanities now are having more of a furniture look to them. That is, they're not sort of just pushed against a wall. They are a little bit more freestanding now, which means they're finished all the way around. They have legs on them, and they look more like a piece of furniture. We talked a little bit about sinks, that sinks now are often undermount. That means there's a piece of stone on top. There's a counter surface, and then underneath is the sink. So that the water just runs in and not out. We talked about the squarer or simpler shapes, that square or rectangular sinks are more in style now, but the oval sinks are still in. Typically white china sinks, whether it be, again, oval or rectangular. We talked about we talked a little bit about countertops. Again, these days countertops are often quartz. People doing quartz, or although they still do granite, just like in kitchens, both are readily available and they're great for bathrooms. And lots of grays, right? A lot of grays. Today, I looked at a stone. The company is called Cambria, and I found a stone that was quite pretty. It was sort of shades of gray with little dots of black in it, and it had mica in it. And mica are those little wonderful sort of gems in a piece of stone that sparkle. And my client really wanted something. She wanted something that had a little bit of sparkle to it. So Cambria had a wonderful stone that I absolutely loved. That was sort of shades of gray and black, and then just a little bit of sparkle to it. Kind of had the look of a marble because it was sort of long striés, and it wasn't a tight pattern. It was a very loose pattern, so something that's also very much trending now. And then we worked on the hardware for the space, and there's all sorts of finishes for hardware, and hardware is changing a lot because people are doing different things. I love chrome. I love the look of chrome. I think it's clean. I think you can do it whether it's traditional or contemporary, and I know that it's it always really kind of looks good in a bathroom. So we opted to do chrome, a three-piece chrome fixture around the sink, and then all the subsequent hardware in the shower and tub in that same wonderful chrome. I also want you to keep in mind when you pick out your hardware for your bathroom, try to stay with one line or a similar look so everything looks very well put together. In our case, we did a rain shower head or a larger shower head, and then we had a freestanding sprayer, which would be able to, you know, also be used as a double, which is cleaning the bathroom. I'm not big with a lot of things in the shower, but I do love a handheld. It does make life a lot easier as far as the shower. And, of course, the tub spout, the release, everything related is always the same finish and of the same product line or similar lines. So we talked a little bit about the plumbing fixtures. I want to talk about tile. I got very excited about tile because there's so many options when we went to look at tile that you can go to. Now, in the local Flemington area, there are a couple of tile stores that are quite good. The one that I've been using most recently is Hunterdon Tile. It's right next to Hunterdon Kitchens on Route 202 in the Flemington area. They have wonderful tile. They have a showroom that's sort of deceiving. It goes back a little bit, and there's different vignettes of bathroom set up with different style. So when I went shopping for tile, I saw so many really good-looking ideas. I saw tile that looked like weathered wood. I saw tile that had sort of an industrial look. I saw tile that had metal influences. I saw tile that had glass in it. So many options, probably more tile options than I've ever seen before. But in this specific case, I wanted to do something. I went up to Google Images, and I pulled up a bunch of images, and I took some of my old trade magazines, and I sort of sit down and clipped and clipped, and I decided what I wanted to do was sort of a vintage white and black style bathroom. So what I opted to do is a very simple tile on the floor, and that is a hex tile, an old-fashioned sort of hexagon-shaped tile in white and black, and then use it in a couple of different ways. In the shower pan, I decided that I wanted to sort of create an interesting border. So the shower that I'm going to do is going to be 36 by 60, so that's 3 by 5. And because it's a rectangle, I am going to design an inlay in a white frame of tile, in a white background of tile, I should say, a frame that's rectangular to give that white-black theme. And then on the walls of the shower, I'm using very long 3 by 16 white porcelain subway tiles, very long. Still subway, but a modern twist to it because they're so long, which is also great to do. The longer the tile, less grout to clean, so something to think of. So that's going all the way around the shower. The floor is going to be the hex with the white hex with a border, two rows of border done in black, and then the beautiful staggered subway-style white tile in a 16-inch length all the way to the ceiling. And we're going to tile the ceiling in the shower as well using the that specific tile and then create a pattern in the shower ceiling. So something to think about when you're going to do your showers. You can put some artistry into it. People are using wonderful shelves, corner shelves that are made out of beautiful Carrara or Calicutta marble for the stones. They're also doing niches in the shower. That is, they push back a little bit and they create sort of a shelf made of stone that you can put shampoo bottles and things on. Very, very much in style. And one of the things that I'm noticing that people are requesting from me now often are doing seats in the shower, that people want, as out of the same stone, a seat just washing yourself, or maybe for a woman who's shaving her legs or so on, just for comfort, also having a seat built into the space. So something to keep in mind when you're tiling a space is having that stuff done and done well. All sorts of decorative things you can do in a shower. And I think showers are getting more elaborate, the tile in showers, because people are opting to no longer use shower curtains, but do a frameless shower enclosure. And that is pretty much one solid piece of glass, which showcases the beautiful tile that you're purchasing. All right, we have one last set of commercial messages, and I'll finish up with great ideas for making your bathroom renovation go its absolute best. We'll be back after these commercial messages.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdenhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm Richard Christopher Scuderi, the owner of Maven Hill Interior Design. I do want to bring up something at this point before we end our show is sometimes people are self-starters. They like to do the work themselves, but they're just looking for some design ideas. And that's one of the things that I do often at Maven Hill Designs. I do have a program where I will come out to your house and spend 1 to 2 hours with you in your home for $299. I'll spend 1 to 2 hours with you, and I'll give you a wonderful layout for your bathroom. I will give you some general ideas for the where you think you would want to have your plumbing fixtures go, what would work best, maybe whether there should be some sort of wainscoting, trim, or molding, what kind of tile to use, maybe inlays, if you should use a niche or not, colors, color of tile, wall color, everything related, the type of vanity to do, what the sizes are, and a general sort of a rough idea of how to put it all together. You can reach us at Maven Hill Designs 6 days a week from 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. at 908-884-0770. 908-884-0770. Well, in the last few minutes that we have left, our topic today happens to be bathrooms, and I'm working on a lot of bathrooms, one in particular that's been my project this week that we demoed very efficiently. I brought in three guys that I work with on a continual basis that just do demo for me and really good at it, very strong guys. They don't sort of make a mess when they come into your house. Everything is covered, and they sweep when they leave. And because demolition can get very messy, they broke up the tub, the shower, the tiles, the floor, everything, and left me with a blank surface with just a plywood floor, and of course the sheetrock as it is, and made it easier for me to go ahead and move forward with my plan. We went and bought all the beautiful tile. In this case, as I said before, commercial break. We did a combination of white and black hex tile with accent pieces in black, but mostly a white palette, and then wonderful oversized subway tile in a 3x16 size, so quite wide, but really interesting, different, classic, but updated at the same time. I love trying new things. One of the things I've been doing lately is when I do a shower, I like to tile the ceiling and then create wonderful inlays, like a herringbone inlay or an interesting shape using the same material. That's something that's trending a lot, and people are doing that as well with niches, and that is areas in a shower wall that are sort of pushed back so you have areas for storage. We talked about seats, that full seats in bathrooms that are done in tile or stone are becoming very popular as well. And people are definitely liking that look in a space. And then finally, I want to talk about color. And I've noticed something about color the past couple of years in bathrooms. One is that the colors are definitely lighter. And the classic white bathroom has come back. So I'm seeing lots of white surfaces. Definitely plumbing surfaces should be white. Your sink should always be white in a bathroom, a china sink. Your commode should always be white in that space. But sort of lots of whites and grays as the core. Lots of people switching to chrome, which I absolutely love. All the metal finishes are in. Gold is back. There's a new gold out there as well. It's a very taste-specific look. It's not for everybody. It's not old-fashioned brass. It's sort of a matte gold. Maybe perhaps for a powder room I would like that, but for my main bathrooms, not such a big fan personally of gold. oil where bronze, that brown finish. Browns and creams are really not as in style right now. It's sort of the crisp whites and grays for the building materials. I see a lot of people doing gray vanities now, painted gray vanities. And the newest trend is, and I see this in a couple of the showrooms that I was to this week, is that a navy blue vanity. Have you ever thought about doing a colored vanity other than white or gray? I'm seeing a lot of people doing a vanity in navy blue, a navy blue paint with a beautiful white top and undermount sink, and then possibly, if not chrome hardware or nickel, maybe trying some of that new gold hardware and putting navy and gold together. There are a lot of new things that are coming in style. That's why it's great, as I said in the beginning of the broadcast, to go to Google Images to put in 2019 ideas and see what comes up. Inspiration can be found anywhere in doing your bathroom. One last thing, keep in mind when you are painting those bathrooms, they're specially formulated paint for bathrooms. You do not have to do semi-gloss. We only want to see semi-gloss on the trim. If you use Benjamin Moore's Spa Aura, it's has a relatively flat look to the paint, but it's designed for bathrooms and it's easy to wipe up. There are similar formulas for the other paint companies, including Valspar and Sherwin-Williams. Well, that's the end of our broadcast today on bathrooms. If you ever like to contact Mavenhill Design for some ideas, again, the phone number is 908-884-0770. We have wonderful fall shows coming up, a whole venue, lots of guests coming to studio. You're going to see more guests in the fall than you have in a while each week with wonderful programs related to design. A lot of new things on the way with our program. They've given me some opportunities to grow our show here in Flemington and also down in the television station. So you're going to see a lot more new coming with our program. I thank you for continuing to listen. Please know that after we air our program today live and finish up now, you will see an opportunity throughout the rest of the week to join us on a watch party and give us your opinions of our topics. And let us know if there's other topics you'd like us to do, things that you want to see in regards to design. Well, thank you very much and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says gun deaths in the United States are a public health issue. Speaking at the White House before heading off to Kentucky, the president says he does not want guns to end up in the hands of the insane and mentally ill.
We're working on background checks. There are things we can do, but we already have very serious background checks. We have strong background checks.
The president is in Kentucky meeting with veterans. The Department of Homeland Security is announcing some sweeping changes to U.S. immigration policy. They want to end the long-standing federal court agreement that limits how long the government can hold immigrant children in custody, which could lead families to be detained for months or even years. Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleen says it's a step toward addressing the border situation.
What this will do is substantially increase our ability to end the catch-and-release challenges that have fueled this crisis for families.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
As protests continue in Hong Kong, USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more on two police who were arrested.
Two Hong Kong policemen were arrested on suspicion of assault after a video showed them allegedly beating a 62-year-old man who was strapped to a gurney in a hospital. The man was in the hospital for drunken behavior, and it had nothing to do with the recent protests, which drew 1.7 million to the streets over the weekend. The police department vowed to be impartial during the investigation.
A Texas man is set to be executed on Wednesday night for a 1998 murder. Larry Swearingen has been on death row for almost 2 decades after being convicted of kidnapping and strangling Melissa Trotter in Montgomery County. He's avoided the needle multiple times due to a variety of appeals and is hoping the U.S. Supreme Court or Governor Greg Abbott will delay it again. His attorneys say faulty forensic science was used to convict him, while prosecutors say there was plenty of evidence in the case. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290.